Prince George City Council has approved a draft resolution to the North Central Local Government Association to close a loophole that allows daycare centers to operate in school buildings without paying property taxes to the city. Through the NCLGA, the city will ask the Minister of Education and Childcare to provide a mechanism that will allow local governments to collect the equivalent of property taxes from childcare centers housed on school property. Changes to the School Act several years ago resulted in several day cares in the city setting up in unused school spaces to address a shortage of childcare spaces. While council has no objections to that policy, it does want those businesses to pay taxes. In conversations with both the ministry and Northern Health, we're seeing a huge influx in the number of daycare centers being operating in schools, said Cown. Tim Bennett, in Monday's public meeting. We recently saw an announcement of three new significant centers being built over the next 3 years on school district property, so I think it's important that we start this conversation now, as it's going to continue to have ripple effects. March 8 is the deadline for submissions to the NCLGA's annual report and resolutions book, and city staff has prepared a draft letter submission on the daycare resolution as well as previous resolutions council has made. Cown. Ron Palillo suggested the city should raise the school daycare taxation issue with the Union of BC Municipalities and ultimately with the province to provide clarity on how cities should go about collecting those taxes. Palillo also suggested sending a copy of its resolution to School District 57 administration so the school district is not blindsided by the proposal. I think we have to balance it with the need for childcare spaces, said Cown. Brian Skakin. We want to make sure the folks going into these vacant schools aren't hit unexpectedly with a big tax bill. So we have to make sure as we go forward we get some consultation with them as well.